Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
I sincerely do not understand what the lunatic lib media and the lib activists and the talking head lunatics are celebrating. I don't. Folks, I said it yesterday. I'm a realist. I'm not overly optimistic about anything. I don't get buy into the whole swamp GOP narrative either. But what the hell they're celebrating, I don't understand. It looks like we're going to take back the House. There's a darn good chance the Senate as well. They may lose two critical governorships, while the ones they gained were in liberal states that were bound to get them back anyway. They lost congressional districts in areas that were turning blue, now turning purple again. What the hell are they celebrating? I've got that. I've got Biden absolutely blowing up any idea he's going to make a pivot yesterday. And the attack on your gun rights, it's back. Something happened in Oregon you need to know about. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Protect it today. Protect yourself against big tech spying. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. I've got a lot of video for you today. I'm going to show you what a sister soldier moment looks like. If you don't know what that is, pay close attention because Biden ain't doing it. Today's show brought to you by GenuCell. Love GenuCell. Struggle to find a product that didn't irritate my skin. It's the only one that I've been able to use without problems. Not only do I love it, but my skin feels like velvet. Love it, love it, love it. That's Carmen from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who fell in love with GenuCell. I hear you, Carmen. We agree GenuCell works. The results are wonderful and the customer service is second to none. From now until Thanksgiving, treat yourself to GenuCell's most popular package for 70% off at GenuCell.com now. Treat yourself to the only skincare products you'll ever need. Finally, right now, every most popular package order includes GenuCell's Hyaluronic Acid Correcting Serum free when you add to the cart. GenuCell's products delight men and women with inspiring results by correcting their daily skin problems like wrinkles, dark spots, dry skin, sagging jawlines, facial redness, even those annoying bags and puffiness. And with its immediate effects, GenuCell guarantees results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Order at GenuCell.com/Dan. That's GenuCell.com/Dan. Your most popular package includes a holiday gift set plus free express shipping. GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan. All right, Joseph, let's go.
Hold back the rain, dude.
Yes, Joe knows where I'm going with this. First, happy birthday to the Marine Corps. It's a very special day for Joe.
Yep.
It's a special day for me because I love Marines. There is nothing finer. There's no finer combat soldier anywhere in the world than our Marines. We love you guys
Devil
and ladies
dogs.
Out there. Thanks for serving. You're damn right. And to all the people involved in the show, our family members, thank you for doing what you do, too. We love the Marine Corps. Happy birthday, Marine Corps. So it's looking a lot better today, folks. Not looking a lot better for me. I'll get to that in a second with a little video. But looking a lot better for us. North Carolina, it turns out, was almost as big a washout for the Democrats as was Florida. Again, these are stories you're not hearing about in the apocalyptic liberal media. And this is what I don't like about setting expectations too high. I warned you about this. We did it. Joe, we could play the cuts, but I don't want to be ridiculous. Like, hey, look at us patting ourselves on the back. I said, I don't want to hear any more about a red wave. And not that I can control the narrative any more than, you know, I'm not a speech censor, but I didn't want to hear about it because it sets expectations so high that even when we win, we lose. You get it? It's like, you know, in a boxing match saying, oh, I'm going to knock my opponent out in the first round. You win by decision. Everybody thinks you lost the match. That was a huge mistake. North Carolina was a near blowout for them. Lost the Senate seat. They lost the Supreme Court. They lost legislative seats. You're not even hearing about that. Florida was an absolute apocalypse for the left. They're celebrating this. They're celebrating this. The largest swing state in the union is no longer a swing state. They're no longer. You have California, Texas, Florida. Texas red, California blue. Florida's now off the map. What are you celebrating? Arizona, as the votes keep coming in, I'm optimistic. We'll see what happens in the Senate race. But the governor's race looks really good. New York was an apocalypse for them. They lost seats all over the place. I mean, come on, guys. Well, why wasn't it a great day for me? Here's a little video from my phone. We got slammed pretty good by the hurricane. Let me just say in advance, listen, my friends in the southwestern side of Florida, Naples, Cape Coral, Bonita, and that area, Estero, where I ran for Congress. I have a lot of good friends who were volunteers for my campaign. It's nothing compared to what happened to them. A lot of them lost their houses. So I just want to put it all in perspective. And it's just property. We didn't have but as nearly as much property damage. But the fact that we pulled off this podcast, thanks to Joe and Paula and Guy and everyone yesterday, and Paula today as well, was helping us out. It's giving a thumbs up, is really a miracle. Here was my backyard yesterday as I was doing the radio show and the podcast. Play that video. You know, listen, but that's it. I share everything with you. It's my house. I choose to live here. It's no one else's responsibility. None of that stuff. Here you got to get insurance, but the backyard is a disaster. My brother, Joe, I sent him the, he asked me how I was doing. So I sent him the video. I said, here's my backyard. He said, well, you always wanted a pool back there. I said, we got one, but it's above ground. I didn't want an above grounder. Yeah, it's true. And someone told Paula they can fish from the balcony now. Joe, you like fishing. You look like a fishing guy.
And yeah, I like it. You.
Yeah, come on down. So I went back outside this morning. There's wood stakes. I don't know where they're from. There's got to be 100 wood stakes all over my, in addition to about 500 pounds of dirt every few feet. So we'll clean that up. No big deal. I'm not even that banged up about it. The show may look a little different today. I'm sorry. I'm going to be reading a lot from, because the internet is down. We're really doing our best to jerry-rig the show. The quality shouldn't suffer that much, but if you see my eyes venturing down, I'm not distracted. So get that out of the way. Folks, I covered a theme yesterday. I'm going to be covering on my Fox show Saturday night at 9 as well. And I'd like you to tattoo it on your brain. I had a bunch of people email me after my show went nuclear yesterday saying, Dan, I'm so glad you put it in perspective. I feel better about this now. Listen, it was a good day for us. It wasn't a great day. The reason it wasn't a great day, but was a good day. It was not a bad day. Stop the nonsense. Don't buy into the liberal nonsense. Is because it's my, it's not bad yet enough theory. Joe inspired me yesterday, at the beginning of yesterday's podcast. Listen to it if you haven't yet. Didn't script it. It's not some kind of thing. Hey, Joe, you asked me this. We don't do that stuff. And Joe's got free reign to do whatever he wants. He uses it judiciously. You know, and he said to me, you know, what the hell's it going to like take for them? And I said, there you go, buddy. You just inspired a whole segment of the show. It's not bad enough yet. It's just not. The reason we didn't win probably another 20 congressional seats is because in those congressional districts, the personal cost to Democrat voters isn't high enough yet for them to put the item back on the shelf. It's not. The cost isn't enough. They took the Democrats off the shelf and are buying it. They're buying it because they have been indoctrinated by teachers from kindergarten into college that Democrats care about the little guy. And it's really hard for them to divorce themselves from this tribalism they've been taught since they're kids. Folks, you almost have to feel bad for them. Oh, we shouldn't feel bad. No, I mean, you really do. They bring this on themselves. They're causing themselves this level of torture in their daily lives. Inflation, drug crises, crime on the streets that doesn't have to be there. They're doing this to themselves. It just isn't bad enough yet. The price is not high enough for them yet to put the Democrats back on the shelf. It's just not. But it's going to be. I told you yesterday, the Giuliani parallel, I lived through it in New York. Giuliani runs, crime is out of control in New York, loses the first time. Everybody's like, oh man, same thing as yesterday. He should have won. What needs to happen? They asked the same questions Joe did. Well, I'll tell you what needed to happen. 2,000 more people needed to be killed each year over 4 more years under Dinkins, and then they elected him. Don't be down. Don't. You know I don't do faux. Go listen to my shows after Trump lost and we lost the 2 Georgia seats. You think I was giving you any faux optimism? You remember that, Joe. I'm like, yeah, folks, this really blows. Yeah. I did not try to put lipstick on that. A couple more points, and it's not, I'm going to get to this, how it's not, that's going to be the theme of today's show. Expect things to get worse. So, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear about getting worse. No, you do, because I promise you, it's going to get better. You have my word. You need, some of these people need to bottom out. And when it does, it's going to turn around. One quick note, it is absolutely unreal that again, in the world's most advanced economy, we still refuse to count the vote in Arizona like civilized human beings.
What the hell is up with that?
Dude, That's like to the Secretary of State and the people in Arizona who are administering this voting system. You understand it is an intergalactic embarrassment what you're doing right now with these vote drops. It is a disgrace that you refuse. We know what's going on here. Now, Harmeet Dhillon was on last night, the Tucker Carlson show. Excellent lawyer. She was on my radio show yesterday. Harmeet was on last night. She was explaining this humiliating Democrat strategy to extend Election Day into election month with Joe, vote drops. Hey, let's, Carrie Lake's got some momentum. Let's drop some votes from a blue county. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Just get the vote out. Harmeet Dhillon explains this humiliating process to embarrass the nation and prolong vote counting. Remember, they love to sue to blue the left. Sue. So the longer the time they have to sue in a close election, the better. That's why they love this stuff. Here's Harmeet explaining what's going on and how Arizona totally screwed up their vote process. Go call Ron DeSantis. Figure out how we do it here. We got a bigger population. Check this out.
What is the latest in these two races?
Well, the latest, Tucker, is that the Maricopa County party is like way behind. The county is way behind in counting these votes. And one of the reasons here is that they switched a couple of years ago to what's called a vote center model. So instead of the old fashioned model where you would go vote in a precinct, they actually cut the number of places you could vote by 2/3. So made it a little harder and less accessible to vote. And then they don't have pre-printed ballots when you go to vote. So wherever you wander and show up, they then print a ballot for you, which takes time. And if the printers are screwed up and the tabulators are screwed up, which is what happened in Maricopa County, despite testing, which is the job of the county officials, then you have the chaos that you're seeing on the screen there. And you have 2-hour lines. You have poorly trained election officials who aren't used to this model, telling people they can just go to another place to vote. But they can't. When they go to the next place, they're told they've already voted. This disenfranchised voters yesterday.
There you go, folks. Centralized voting centers. They're not printing ballots in advance. Not printing ballots in advance. Why, again, why would you do that? Why would you do this? Like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is saying, hey, early votes, we're going to wait to count them to Election Day. Oh, can you give me one logical, not stupid reason why you would do that? Of course you can. And the reason they love this, remember, the Democrats' mantra is sue to blue. And if you can extend out a race you might lose, the counting of the votes in that race you may lose, when you're about to lose, you just sue. Sue over everything. But you need time. They love this chaos. When Carrie Lake wins this, and I hope she does in Arizona, the governorship of Arizona, I am absolutely confident that mission number one is going to be to clean this whole Arizona disaster up. Call Ron DeSantis. Candidly, call Jeb Bush. You're like, oh, Jeb Bush, I'm not a Bush guy. You know that. But a fact is a fact. After the debacle in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, Jeb Bush and them cleaned up this whole thing. The voting system down here in Florida, done. Done. Third most populous state. Far larger a population in Arizona. Votes counted in. Victor, we know it. Good night. See you tomorrow. That's a fact. And I know Carrie Lake's going to take care of that. I got a ton of video for you coming up here first. So let's get back to my initial opening. I wanted to get to that first. It's not bad enough yet theory. Folks, it's not. It's going to get worse. Honestly, for a lot of liberals, for you, now that the Republicans have the House, the situation, I believe, is stabilized if you live in a red state. If you live in a blue state or in a blue area, I'm warning you, it's going to get worse. So this is mainly applicable to blue state areas. But the show applies to everyone because remember, it's the blue state, blue congressional districts that still voted in the blue Democrats. So the show is applicable to what happens nationwide. Does that make sense what I'm talking about? If you live in a red congressional district, a red county, a red state, honestly, with the Republicans controlling the House, they're going to be able to bottle up Biden's nonsense now from destroying the country. You're probably okay for 2 years. So, you know, breathe easy. Blue areas, you're in a lot of trouble, even if you're a conservative there. I'm sorry to give you the bad news. How do I know that? Because Biden basically vocalized and espoused my it's not bad enough yet message and theory on this, how he's just going to double down like Dinkins did in New York after Giuliani lost, double down on liberal craziness. It's going to get worse. And I think in 2 years, you are going to see a far different electorate that's not only a good, but a great election. Here is Biden saying yesterday, he's not going to change anything. He's asked by a reporter, hey, 70% of America thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. Are you going to turn this ship around? Not one bit. Here, take a listen.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing, because they're just finding out what we're doing. The more they know about what we're doing, the more support there is. Do you know anybody who wants us to get rid of the change we made on prescription drug prices and raise prices again? Do you know anybody who wants us to walk away from building those roads and bridges and the internet and so on?
There you go. Yeah, you don't need to hear it from me. Hear it from him. Hear it from him. Folks, I never steer you wrong. I never steer you wrong. I told you yesterday that this it's not bad enough yet theory was going to continue because Biden is wholly owned by the radical left. He is a weak man with no spine, no courage. He's a coward. The people around him know it. They know it. You get a beer in him, they'll tell you. He's a coward. There's nothing he loves more, Biden, who keeps lying about himself because he's an insecure guy, than to have someone pat him on the back. The only people patting him on the back are the radical leftists. He's a tool. He's a tool. He is a useful idiot for them. It is going to get worse as he continues to push nonsense. He has learned no lesson from yesterday at all. Florida, North Carolina, New York, Arizona. He's learned nothing. There will be no pivot. I want to get to my my next sponsor, but after this, I'm going to show you what a pivot looks like and how even a Democrat president, it's happened, a Democrat president, when they pivot towards the center, can leave office with pretty high approval ratings by making a pivot. They call it sometimes a sister soldier moment. I'll explain what that is because it's really important. If you're going to watch a political show, you understand it because people reference it on cable TV all the time and they never explain what it is. I'll explain exactly what it is coming up next. Stay tuned. This could be got a lot more ahead. Folks, today's show brought to you as well by MD Hearing Aid. My father has these. He loves them. Listen, is all the noise about digital ID and currency making your ears hurt? You got to check out MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing is a FDA registered rechargeable hearing aid with a battery life of up to 30 hours. MD Hearing's Volt model costs over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. MD Hearing was founded by an ENT surgeon who made it his mission to develop a high-quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. Don't overpay. MD Hearing provides clinic-level care via telemedicine from doctors and licensed hearing professionals. Plus, MD Hearing cuts out the price-hiking middleman. That's why MD Hearing has sold over 1 million hearing aids, and they offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee. As I said, my father's been using them for a while now. He loves them. Go to mdhearing.com, mdhearing.com. Use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, to get their new buy one, get one for $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. Plus, a free extra charging case, $100 value, just for listeners of the Dan Bongino podcast. So head to mdhearing.com, mdhearing.com. Use promo code Bongino and get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. Thanks, mdhearing.com. Check it out.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So when Bill Clinton was president of the United States, he got thrashed in the midterms. Remember the Gingrich Revolution, the contract with America? I mean, thrashed like for the ages. It was one of the, you know, it made last night look like a slow ripple. Tuesday night. It was a disaster for them. Now, Bill Clinton had the Dick Morris types who told him, listen, Bill, you just got crushed. It's a clear repudiation of your liberal Hillary Care type agenda. Your big government stuff, all your nonsense. You're going to have to pivot back to the center if you want to get reelected. It's really that simple. He did. Folks, I'm not a fan of Bill Clinton. You know that. I just don't want to confuse anyone. I'm simply a fan of politics and political strategy. Bill Clinton got reelected in a monstrous landslide we haven't seen in a long time. He did. He won states he was never supposed to win, Bill Clinton, because of moments like this, right? This is just one, but there were a number of them. The era of big governments, over speech. Bill Clinton was speaking at the Rainbow Coalition, and a Sister Souljah, who was a kind of an activist, Sister Souljah had spoken there before, and she had spoken, she had said some things that were unbelievably offensive and racist. They were just horrendous. So Bill Clinton was scheduled to speak there shortly afterwards, and Bill Clinton had an opportunity because people were pressuring him, like, hey, do you support this? You're speaking there too. Like, you better say something. He didn't have to. He could have ducked the question and catered to the liberal cancel culture crowd, which still existed at the time, wasn't nearly as powerful as it is now because of social media. And Bill Clinton did this, and this is forever known as the Sister Souljah moment. And I think this is what endeared him to a lot of like loose Republicans and independents. Here, take a look for yourself.
You had a rap singer here last night named Sister Souljah. I defend her right to express herself through music. But her comments before and after Los Angeles were filled with the kind of hatred that you do not honor today and tonight. Just listen to this, what she said. She told the Washington Post about a month ago, and I quote, if black people kill black people every day, why not have a week and kill white people? So you're a gang member and you'd normally kill somebody? Why not kill a white person? Last year she said, you can't call me or any black person anywhere in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature. If there are any good white people, I haven't met them. Where are they? Right here in this room. That's where they are. I know she is a young person, but she has a big influence on a lot of people. And when people say that, if you took the words white and black and you reversed them, you might think David Duke was giving that speech. Let me tell you, we all make mistakes, and sometimes we're not as sensitive as we ought to be. And we have an obligation, all of us, to call attention to prejudice wherever we see it. A few months ago, I made a mistake. I joined a friend of mine and I played golf at a country club that didn't have any African-American members. I was criticized for doing it. You know what? I was rightly criticized for doing it. I made a mistake. And I said I would never do that again. And I think all of us have got to be sensitive to that. We can't get anywhere in this country pointing the finger at one another across racial lines. If we do that, we're dead, and they will beat us. Even in Reverend Jackson's new math of this election, it's hard to get to a 34% solution or a 40% solution if the American people can be divided by race.
You see it? That's what a pivot looks like. Not a fan, get it, totally get it. I am, again, a fan of politics and what works. This is what works for Democrats. See, Republicans, we don't have to pivot to the center because we are the center. Economic freedom, school choice, you know, Second Amendment rights, that is the center of America. It is. It is. Democrats are not high taxes, crappy public schools, gun confiscation, on-demand abortion. That's not the center of America. Biden's not willing to make the pivot like Clinton was. He's not. You just heard him say it in a clip before. You just heard him say it. What are you going to change? I'm not going to change anything. I told you, the guy is not only insecure, the guy is practically and politically an idiot. I've told you, he has no political instincts at all. None. I can prove it. The only time Biden wins is when Biden does nothing and tribalism takes over. Campaigned from his basement, did nothing, and largely stayed off the campaign trail. It was Obama and Clinton who went out and ginned up to get out the vote. It was not him. He barely showed up. He showed up in New York at the last minute. Here's other things you can expect. I told you can expect no pivot. I was right about that. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It is going to get better too, though. Smile a little bit. I say, turn that frown upside down. It's going to get a little better. Remember that when you were a kid in school?
Oh, yeah.
It is. Why? You know what? Why you're probably like, Dan, it really wasn't that great. Why are you so giddy? Because I really believe we're at an inflection point. I do. I saw it in New York City. I've lived through this before, man. History doesn't repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes. It's an overused cliche, but it's true. I saw it in New York. It needed to get really bad and run the process. Now, you can expect the doubling down of weaponization of government, too. How do I know that? Because Biden just got his ass handed to him the other day on Tuesday night. He did. Not as big as we'd like. Not as big of a hand as we'd like to kind of give him. But we didn't. But we did. He did get his ass kicked. He did. He lost the House. He's probably going to lose the Senate. And you would think one of the issues that really animated a lot of people, obviously, was the weaponization of government. It did. It animated a lot of conservatives and even moderate Republicans and Democrats. The abuse of the FBI, the spying, Mar-a-Lago, the attacks on pro-lifers. This stuff motivated a lot of centrist and conservative voters to come out and vote against the Democrat Party, the January 6th fiasco, right? You'd think yesterday Biden would have come out with his own sister soldier moment and said something like, hey, we're going to dial it down. I get it. People are starting to, you know, distrust institutions. We're going to dial back. We're going to do some internal measures to look at what's going on. Folks, I'm dead serious. Even though the guy is 500 years old and can barely speak a coherent sentence, if he would have said that yesterday and dialed towards the center, I got to tell you, I'd be a little worried. I would. I'd be like, uh-oh, we got a Dick Morris thing going on here. Because independents sometimes just don't like, for marketing reasons, that the Democrats just don't like us. He can't do it. He's asked about Elon Musk yesterday and gives the most third world North Korea-like answer about if he should investigate Elon Musk. This is third world nonsense I've ever heard from the bully pulpit of the White House. Here, listen to this.
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say.
How?
There's a lot of ways.
Folks, is this North Korea? Are we in Cuba? Is this Venezuela? Joe Biden is asked about a private citizen. You know what the answer is? The answer to that question is, I am not the Department of Justice. I'm the President of the United States. If the Department of Justice finds evidence of malfeasance or a crime, I'm sure they'll look into it. Have a nice day. That's not the answer Joey B gave. Because Joey B's got to be a tough guy. Look at me. Check out the pipes. How do you get to Bleecker Street that way? Yeah, it's Joe Biden. The fakest tough guy. I'll take him outside of the gym. Hey, Mac, you want to do a push-up contest? The guy's a fraud. So because he wants to flex his pathetic, rotting corpse of a body, what does he do? He tells the lady and he starts talking to the lady about, yeah, you know, we're going to look into that. We're going to check this out. He's doubling down on the weaponization of the executive branch of government because he doesn't care. He's given everyone the double-barreled family-friendly. Folks, remember, one of the hallmarks of a third-world socialist, tyrannical, fascist, top-down authoritarian regime, they're all the same way, top-down authoritarian power, whatever you call them is for another day. They're all the same. Fascism, socialism, communism, we're in charge, you're not. You can overcomplicate it with all kinds of euphemisms and political philosophies. I don't care. They all result in the same thing. A small cabal of people in charge of everyone that abuse them for their own power. This is what Biden wants. One of the hallmarks of third world type abuse of power on authoritarian governments is this. How many times have I said this, Joe? You investigate people in search of a crime. Now, in a constitutional republic, where you have rights, the police, federal law enforcement, the executive branch, they investigate crimes and they go and look for the people.
Amen.
You understand that's all gone now.
Right.
Joe Biden doesn't like Elon Musk. He's asked a question if they should investigate him. He has zero evidence of a crime or malfeasance at all. None. He doesn't have a single thing. And he's like, yeah, we're going to look into that. Sound familiar? Who'd they do that with? What was his name again? Joe, I ran for president. Trump.
Yeah.
Trump. Was that his?
Yeah.
Okay, Trump. Just checking. Yeah, double checking. Yeah.
Long time ago.
You're a tall guy.
Yeah.
Okay. They already did that. That's the Trump strategy. Investigate Trump, go and find the crime. Not investigate crimes and then look for people and maybe you find Trump. That's not how any of this works now. Again, you can expect the doubling down. This may affect you in red states or red areas. I should be clear. There's a boomerang coming. I'm sure of it. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. And after this, you can expect a doubling down on gun confiscation, too. I'm going to play audio of Biden. Biden's just laying it out there now. Your guns, you think you have the right to defend yourself using the commonly available weapon of your choice? You're wrong. Sorry, you can expect that now. The House is probably going to block them, but it's not going to stop them from giving it the good old college try. Today's show brought to you by iTargetPro.com. That's the letter I. For years, you've heard me talk about iTarget. If you have iTarget, I'm about to take you to the next level. If not, this new product is something you need to get. I get amazing feedback about iTarget. It's such an amazing product. You ever seen competitive shooters? They practice timing drills on the range. Imagine being able to do that at home anytime you want, never spending a dime on ammo. That's what the all-new iTarget Cube does. The iTarget Cube is fully compatible with your existing laser rounds. You can buy one or upgrade to the 3-pack for a truly unique training experience. Compete with friends, practice clearing drills, or use random mode to test your ability to react, all while the system times every shot you take. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code Dan, my first name, when you go to iTargetPro.com. Folks, this will tighten you right up. Your grip, your timing, your draw, all of it. iTarget comes in most calibers, from 9mm to 223, so you can train with almost any firearm. It's the easiest and most cost-effective way to train. It pays for itself in a single day. That's the letter, iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com. Use offer code Dan. Okay, now, is it going to get worse? It is going to get worse. They're going to try this. Again, I don't think this is going to affect you in red areas because your governor is going to protect your Second Amendment rights, your local sheriffs, and the House of Representatives, now that it's going to be in Republican hands, is not going to allow Biden to pass any more gun confiscation measures. But I want to remind you, Biden has openly said many times that if you own a rifle, that he's coming for it. Here, listen to him. You don't have to listen to me. Check this out.
I'm going to ban assault weapons. They're going to try like the devil.
All right, folks, again, I'm sure the fact checker goons out there will call all of this a conspiracy theory. We're actually quoting Biden directly. You just heard it yourself. Now, why am I bringing this up now? What's what we call in the business the news peg for this? Well, it is going to get worse in blue areas. Daily Caller article you can read in the newsletter today. Bongino.com/newsletter. It's free if you want to subscribe. That's the website. Please check it out. We're closing in on, I think, somewhere near a million subscribers there, so we appreciate that. I'll give you all these articles. Read this one. Daily Caller, Bronson Winslow. Oregon voters narrowly pass highly restrictive gun control measure that creates a database of gun owners. Database of gun owners? Sounds like the kind of thing we've been warning you about. Now, why would they want a database of gun owners? Let's go back to what I just said before about Elon Musk. In a socialist, fascist, top-down, totalitarian regime, you investigate people in search of a crime. And what better way, if they have a person in mind, like an Elon Musk or a Donald Trump, what better way to search for a crime than to go to a gun list first? That's just like a handy dandy. Here are all the conservatives. They have always wanted a gun list. Now, they're probably not going to come after all of your guns when this stuff happens. But what they're going to do is they want this in conjunction with red flag laws to paint you, Joe, you tracking? To paint you as a political extremist because you went to a Trump rally or something.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they go and cross-reference it with the gun database. Hey, listen. We got to come and get those guns. And if you don't give them up, off to the jail cell for you. No, that wouldn't happen here. That's hilarious. We've already played video of it happening. Here, it's called Measure 214. Looks like it passed. It creates a searchable gun owner database. I promise my loyal listeners, I love you like there's no tomorrow. You're the most loyal audience in the business. I will never waste your time. I have been warning you about a gun list, de facto gun list, de jure gun list in this case. I have been warning you about this for 8 years, that this is what they want. They want a gun list to cross-reference with political donations and everything else to make a hit list of people they can go out and investigate, like Elon Musk and like Donald Trump, period. Take it to the bank. You can't expect it to get worse, but it is going to get better. Smile. I'm telling you, I feel amazing about what happened the other day. Could have felt a little more amazing, but I feel really amazing. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Here's another piece of video. You can expect more of this, too. So we warned you about the student loan welfare program, how you were going to pay for your neighbor Samuel's kid, Tony Boombatz. Tony Boombatz's, urban studies degree that he got a C in. And you were going to pay for him to do that. He's now a barista in Starbucks, Tony Boombatz, right? I warned you that that was a really bad idea for tax dollars. It's a bad idea because it would incentivize colleges to charge more. And it's a bad idea because I don't really care about Tony Boombatz's decisions to go to college or not. I care about my own kids and my friends, and I'll deal with my own. I don't want to pay for your kids' college. So I warned you that a lot of this stuff was going to be used and wasted, and a lot of this money was going to go to people who are not going to spend it on paying down debt, but we're going to spend it on other things that were not beneficial at all, because that was the whole premise of the student loan welfare bailout Biden is trying to push through, right? Oh, these kids will pay down debt. Well, again, I'm just playing for you CNBC here. They had someone on, they took a little survey about how your hard-earned tax money, hard-earned, you earned it, you went out and worked, you're a plumber fixing plumbing, pilot flying planes, landscaper laying down sod, Secret Service agent protecting the president, you worked for that money. You gave it to Samuel's kid. Guess what Samuel's kid's doing with it? Well, 73% of Samuel's kids, 73 out of 100 said, hey, they're going to head out and maybe take a vacation and dine out. Listen to this hilarious CNBC segment. Hilarious in its stupidity, how we got suckered. I mean, not you, but libs got suckered into thinking this was going to be a pay down debt program. They get to take vacations and dine out more with my money. I'd love to do that. I haven't taken a full day off in eons, been able to get away from this stuff. Wouldn't it be great? Here, listen, and they're almost giddy about this, how your money, you got screwed over. Here, check this out.
Recipients of President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan could see their monthly payments drop up to $300 a month in the coming weeks. But get this, 73% say they actually plan to spend that extra cash on travel and dining out.
And joining us now is CNBC Tech Check co-anchor Deirdre Bosa. So Deirdre, why are people more inclined to spend the money they're saving on non-essentials instead of paying off their bills? I think we may know the answer.
Well, that could be according to one survey, but it could be easy as well for some people to enjoy traveling and eating out rather than worrying about the future. One financial coach tells CNBC.com that you should not use the loan forgiveness only for long-term goals. Your short-term self may get frustrated and give up on planning ahead altogether.
So how does that make you feel? You're paying off Samuel's kids' student loans. He's going out to dine out a little more. Dine out where? Where's he headed to? Believe me, he doesn't mean Mickey D's or Burger King. Probably headed out to like some high-end restaurant. Maybe a Peter Luger's for a steak. I'd love to do that. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, man.
Good to know we're paying for all this. Good to know there are people on this show whose, kids are busting their butts out there to pay tax dollars to the government so Samuel's kid can go take a little vacation and dine. Have fun. Have fun on our dime. Hope you're enjoying that. You can expect more healthcare rationing too. Warned you about that. Now, listen, I'm going to give you this warning for, what would you say, Joe, the 1,562nd time about rationed healthcare. I mean, this is kind of like basic economics, but I'm just going to warn you again, because one day I'm convinced, the thing about information I've learned, and I'm not getting into like metaphysics or any nonsense stuff. But is once you create information, it never goes away, right? Just changes form. So we've created these podcasts. They're on Rumble now forever for the world to see. And I'm convinced in maybe 20 or 30 years, they're going to go back and look at conservatives like me, Levin, and others. And when our healthcare system completely collapses and we ration it to Hades so that one out of every 100 person gets to see the doctor for their cancer treatments, that they're going to look back and go, damn, we should have listened to these conservatives. Maybe, maybe. I hope. My fingers are crossed. I'm going to warn you now for the umpteenth thousandth time about what government-run healthcare is doing. Because between Obamacare and the Inflation Reduction Act, which has a rationing of medicine provision in it, I'll show you in a minute, I've been warning you forever that we are headed down the path of healthcare rationing here now. Because when the government eliminates free market healthcare and the pricing mechanism, there's only one other way to allocate resources. That's rationing. If you have 100 chairs on an island and 100 citizens on an island, you can price the chairs and let them bid on the chairs, or you can ration them. If you have 200 chairs on an island, or excuse me, 50 chairs on an island and 200 people, you can price them or you can ration them. It's the only way. One out of every four people gets a chair, whatever it may be. That's the only way. There is no third way. So if you eliminate pricing, which is what Biden and Obama did through Obamacare, or starting to do, we're not fully there yet. I mean, no one even knows the price of medicine anymore, right? Why do you know? You know the price of everything else. You know the price of your car. How come you don't know that? Because it's like I told you, the government's running it. It's just basically eliminated the pricing mechanism, and insurance that has to respond to the government isn't helping. Here's what happens. This is what happens when the government takes over healthcare. Put this in the You've Been Warned file, Daily Mail. You can see the screenshot right here. NHS's never-ending crisis. Waiting lists hit another all-time high. That's the National Health Service in the UK. Waiting lists hit an all-time high with 7.1 million patients needing operations. The figure includes more than 4,000 people, 400,000 people who've been waiting in pain for almost more than a year here now. Knee operations, cancer treatments. This is the UK system. Now, you may say, well, the UK could change it. They don't want to. Their new prime minister, who's like an embarrassing leftist. It's funny that this guy claims to be some kind of like pseudo-Republican or something, or conservative. The guy's a total mess. And he took over Liz Truss, who was an actual conservative. They could change it. They don't want to. Why? Why, Joe? Because it hasn't gotten bad enough yet.
Right.
Not enough people dead. There's only 7.1 million people waiting on a waiting list. Many of them will die to get rationed healthcare in the UK. When it hits maybe 30 million people, whatever, 30 million, I don't know what the number's got to be, 14 million, 20 million, the whole country? I have no idea. Maybe they'll change it. But it's just not bad enough yet. You know, a listener sent me this. Paula forwarded over last night. A listener said, Dan, your show yesterday about it's not being bad enough. It's not, you know, that's not bad enough yet. Reminded me of an old saying my grandfather used to tell me. It was kind of a joke. He says, my grandfather is sitting with this guy out on the porch, and we have a dog, and the dog is kind of moaning in pain. So this guy says to my grandfather, well, why is your dog moaning in pain? And the grandfather says, because he's laying on a nail there. And the guy goes, well, why doesn't he get off the nail? And grandpa responds, because it doesn't hurt him bad enough yet. Thank you to the listener who said that. That's what's going on. Eventually the dog will move. I'm horrified that 400,000 people have been waiting for a year in pain for medicine in the UK. But the Democrats want that here. Here, it's already happening. Look at this Wall Street Journal article. I put this up last week. This is probably, I'd argue, one of the most important articles you will ever read. The Inflation Reduction Act is already killing potential cures. The law's price controls do away with incentives for research and development of life-saving drugs. Put up the screenshot if you wouldn't mind there. You see it? One poorly crafted provision is driving companies away from research into treating rare diseases. One of the provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act, it doesn't allow you to research drugs for alternate kind of treatments. So if you got a drug for the common cold and you find out it treats cancer, the drug will be subjected to price controls. So now those drugs that may have hoped for cancer, a lot of these companies are saying, well, we're not going to research it anymore because we can't do price controls because we'll go broke. We'd have to ration it. It's happening here right now. You can read the article. These are public statements that have to be vetted because the SEC will crack down on you if you're lying. These are publicly traded companies saying we are no longer producing medicines you need to live. Why are we allowing this to happen here despite we know what's going to happen in the UK? Because it's not bad enough yet. The dog is not enough pain to get off the rusty nail. The dog's not bad enough yet. All right, let me get to one more thing. I want to get to my last sponsor here in a minute. But folks, you can expect more racism, racial division, and misogyny as well. You know, let me play this last cut before I get to my last sponsor. This is a good one here. This happened on MSNBC the other day, and I can tell you, I work at Fox. If you were to say anything like this at Fox, you'd probably be in a lot of trouble. This is just embarrassing. Folks, this is MSNBC commentator Kurt Bardella. Lauren Boebert, who's an excellent congresswoman out of Colorado, is in a tough re-election fight right now, which happens. You know, I told you people, it's not bad enough yet for them to pick the conservative. So Kurt Bardella, when asked what they think Lauren Boebert would do next if she loses, Kurt Bardella suggests something really interesting. Check this out.
If Lauren Boebert, the second most popular QAnon congressperson in MAGA, what if she goes, what if she loses? And what job will she have? Because I don't even think exist anymore. Pew, pew. I don't think shooters exist anymore.
What MAGA? Well, I guess it might be a gain for OnlyFans. I don't know what she would do in this scenario.
You can expect more of this too, folks. Racism, racial division, misogyny. You can expect, this is what the left does. Racial division, you know, sexual identity attacks. This is what they do. Guy talking about Lauren Boebert going to OnlyFans. It's just disgusting filth. But again, he'll probably get a promotion at MSNBC. Just horrific. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I'm a big fan of Helix mattresses. Helix is now moving outside the bedroom into sofas, all form sofas, ALLFORM. We have one in Isabel's room. We love it. They're customizable. You can pick the fabric, the color, the sofa size and shape. It'll fit perfectly in your home. The fabric is spill, stain, and scratch resistant. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional. My daughter loves hers. They're premium. They're customizable. Sofas and chairs shipped right to your door. Folks, there's something for everyone. You can always start small and you can buy more seats later, which is great so it can grow and change with you when you move. All form sofas are delivered directly to your home within a couple of weeks and with free shipping. In the past, it could take months for your sofa to arrive and then you need someone to come and assemble it, not with All Form. It's simple, quick assembly, no tools needed. Super fast. And if getting a sofa without trying it in the store sounds risky to you, don't worry about it. You got 100 days to decide if you want to keep your All Form sofa. That's more than 3 months. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and you'll get a full refund. It's really that simple. They have a forever warranty. They mean literally forever. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/Dan. That's allform, ALLFORM.com/Dan. Allform's offering 20% off all orders for all listeners. For our listeners at allform.com/Dan. Allform.com/Dan. Thanks, Allform. We appreciate you being part of the show. Let me just end on this note. Again, sorry for some of the technical snafus today. Like I said, we're lucky the studio is not underwater right now. So I appreciate your patience. You can expect more of this because it hasn't gotten bad enough. The disgusting misogynistic attacks by the left on women, saying women don't matter. They can't even define a woman anymore. You can also expect continued race hustling. Biden's a race hustler. He's always been a race hustler. Remember this Wall Street Journal article? This is a good one. Biden said about Jim Crow 2.0, the Georgia voting laws, which, by the way, Georgia had record turnout. The Wall Street Journal wrote about this yesterday. It was record turnout. Even bigger in this election cycle than the 2018 midterms, which itself had record turnout. So it's really weird how Biden said it was Jim Crow 2.0, using a disgusting analogy to suggest that Georgia voters were stopping black people from voting when the evidence says the exact opposite, that people were voting in record numbers. You're going to get an apology? No. And the crazy thing about this whole thing is he admitted yesterday in the presser that there were no problems in the election. You think he'd apologize for race hustling? No, not at all. And this is why we're making major inroads, by the way. Look at this tweet by Brad Wilcox. I don't know Brad, but this is a great tweet. We're making major inroads with married folks, married men and married women. But notice, unmarried men and unmarried women were struggling. Oh, now is it all coming together? You see how they love to divide the family? You see the sexual orientation, sexual division, sexual indoctrination stuff in schools, how their aim is to confuse kids and divide them from their parents? You see how the war on marriage and war on families makes sense now? It's competition for the state. You see that? The numbers speak for themselves. Something we've been talking about since we've been doing this podcast. By the way, another major kind of chest out, chin up moment. Well, you should be very happy with what happened. El American, this article, check out this screenshot. Made huge inroads with Hispanic voters. Huge inroads. Tell me again how yesterday or Tuesday, was a big apocalypse. Come on, give me a break, man. We did just fine. We'll do better next time. Feel better about it. Don't buy into the media narratives. That's why I titled the show that today. Please. When it's time to freak out because it's an apocalypse, I promise I'll let you know. We're not even close to there yet. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate your patience with everything. And the cleanup operation has begun at Studio De Bongino. Please check out my radio show later today. And if you wouldn't mind, I would deeply appreciate if you'd subscribe to my podcast. We dropped a little bit on the Apple charts. I think a lot of you already subscribe, but the subscriptions keep us at the top of the charts. So I really would appreciate it if you would just go there to Apple, Spotify, and of course, Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino, and click the follow button. It's free, no cost to you, keeps us on the charts, and we appreciate it. See you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.